Sentient beings enjoy happiness and the causes of happiness. May they be free from suffering and causes of suffering. May they never be separate from the great happiness devoid of suffering. And may they dwell in the great equanimity that is free from attachment and aversion. May all sentient beings enjoy happiness and the cause of happiness. This is a loving kindness, and may they be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. This is a particularly compassion, motivation of compassion. This also said, there is a different explanation, but the second one considered as the first one is the temporal happiness, and the second one is the cessation or beyond of the samsara. Then we have to say so then it's said, it's beyond of suffering, go beyond of the afflictions. Then third, may it never be separate from the great happiness devoid of suffering. Then it means the achieving of that path. And then, this four immeasurable aspiration, but also meaning of the stages of enlightenment. They dwell in great equanimity that's free from attachment and aversion. That could be, that consider, you can say that is the Buddhahood. So, in the samsara life, there is some, we can say, there are different type of fortunate and unfortunate beings. But since in the samsara, there is no guarantee this temporary happiness will also diminish, fleet away. So it's better when you have a virtuous, fortunate kind of life, you have a form of life like human beings, than to set off to beyond of this whole samsara, then you achieve temporary happiness, made meaningful, and then reach beyond of temporary ultimate happiness or ultimate accomplishment. read or chant these verses, we have to dwell in the meaning for that those verses has an important message. So otherwise we put into ritual ceremonial service without reflecting that meaning, then much use, not much useful. Dedication part, though, we are in page 170. Verses 46, so we already done, I think. Even 47. No, probably it's 48, but I will go through a little bit. 46, this is 47, both. So we dedicate this to purpose of beyond of, go beyond of suffering, beyond of samsara. Then sometimes people may think we have to go beyond means we all totally bend this world, this earth, and then gone somewhere else very far. That it doesn't really mean you have to set off to some other place, planet, to form in different place. Though, of course, in from Buddhist explanation, there are manifestations of different forms. The form of the place, Nirmanakaya place, Sambhogakaya, or you can say pure, impure, more gross or more subtle, those associated with a different quality or so different accomplishments of beings, different karma, you can say some impure so-called land. This is our earth. This is manifestation, Nirmanakaya, or manifestation planet. And with impure, that means we are not so kind of a highly enlightened society. And also a lot of cruelties, many three poisons, hatred, aversion, and the cleanings. So many attachments, these are happening, and without properly understand their own mind and phenomenon in ultimate level. So, but also this planet considered as a good place for human being because we have some capabilities and good and mix of good and bad, lucky, fortunate, unfortunate, good deeds, virtuous and non-virtuous. So we experience many things and we saw many possibilities, possibility of go bad and go well. So for that is we experience different capacity and the possibilities, and we're capable to learn. Then it said it's important quality, one's mind sharp, clear, and alert, aware enough to reflect the subject and the objects. And may wise and learned beings be reserved and always be sustained by alms, and may they be pure in mind, and may their fame spread far and wide. This, in some teachings in Buddhist literature said, if there's some community or society only respect powerful position, which means people have a political position or administration level, you have some good position, or you have many wealth, then people respect. Otherwise, if you have a virtuous kind of a mind and also action, you are good. So people may not value good people, but wealthy or strong or aggressive, even people, like people admire those in verbally attacking people or physically attacking people, or use their power and money to do many things which can suppress people, sometimes make people miserable, or segregations, or these may, some people may admire, like I remember some young people, Russian people, they look Putin as their kind of a idol image. And for other people, some people think this is although he is a strong man, but at the same time he's a, how to say, not a virtuous person. So compared to power and virtues, we should value more virtue than power. Otherwise, it said you should avoid to stay those places, which is virtue is for them, it's nothing. You have economic or political power, it's more admired and people respect more. Then for people who want to help them, of course you can engage in the activities. Otherwise, if you, for your own practice, you should avoid those places and then to go to more peaceful. And it said, may the wise and learned beings reserve those country and the places. And always sustain arms. These are because in ancient times, from the beginning of Buddhist practice, started from Buddha, in those times, people dedicated their life to learn, practice, learning and practice. So they don't build up family and have their own kids or daughter or son does. They don't do business, and also they don't involve army or military regime on this. Even they don't take any political status. So for them, they were totally dedicate their life towards practice, spiritual progress. And in this, it's monks in Mahayana society, these are very rare, but the Theravadan tradition, Southeast Asian countries still keeping those tradition, which is monks or walking barefoot in the early morning in certain time, and then goes to on the village or street and then receive some food, but they don't directly touch any money. And also they don't say much words or kind of a, worldly human communications, do much personal contact. They do with organization, or sometimes it's one person, but sometimes it's a kind of a line of a monk from one monastery, maybe 500, 600, or maybe few, 2, 3, 5 different monastery, big or small. But large, small, a large monastery usually don't go with those the other villages. They don't, other places, they have already organized in some patrons. They want to make food in the morning or in those village, and then take turns to make some offer. Also, many people in those society have a very involving people in like to involved in. This is not tax. No, if you don't want to do, you don't have it, or to you anything, you can avoid to do it. But many people with those Buddhist society people eagerly to help or to serve monks. And some people say, oh, I will offer milk. Some people say, I will offer rice and maybe some fruits. Generally, it's a very simple food. And this is one thing. And second is they also receive some kind of teachings and or prayers, praying for them. Sometimes it's these auspicious sutra or some other type of short form of sutra. And also monk have to be kind of dressed very formally. This is also written in Vinaya. You cannot dress very dirty clothing or you should kind of wash very clean yourself and organize your wearing clothes, robes, and you shouldn't wear food and like shoes or something. From Buddhist understanding, this is one thing practice, including practice. One side, they are helping monastery and monks. And the other side, you can say there are also further meaning for people who practice Dharma. It's an opportunity to practice of generosity and offering. People have to learn help each other, help people have to learn how to kind of do good, be good, behave good. Since from small child, you already know how to help others and how to share, how to kind of taking care of others. These are very good value. And also furthermore, we believe that if you kind of kindly help others, you will be accumulate further kind of able to progress in your own spiritual progress is more, and also in some kind of karmic balance you will be in some good return directly or indirectly, maybe not this life, maybe future lives or next or future lives. It's always good to hand out or help out any people you can. And that this is considered as a good merit if you can serve your parents, serve your teacher or serve your community, neighborhood, or even you can serve these people you don't know, but if you can do good things, that is encouraged, even in this micro, kind of very small level, from nothing but have this attitude and these wishes. And then starting from, if you are very, very kind of maybe stingy or something, then you should, this stinginess of quality is not good for your own and the future lives and this life. And we should have a, of course, if you don't have nothing, but you can still have a great kind of kindness in your heart. Kindness is limited, unlimited. The material thing, there is a limitation. People always have a certain amount of something. So you should spend there properly. For individual person, we cannot say much, but generally, some sutra, suggest if you have a certain wealth, you should prepare one of the, I think, four portions of property or one of these wealth. If you have some money to invest or something, you do something for your, save something for yourself and development of yourself. And save something, already spend something to taking care of your own current life. Some people are saving money for future, always future, but not spending much or always taking a very low, poor quality of life. But then life is kind of almost going down or the finishing. Then what to use for always saving? But sometimes I have the people who may have this always want to save. In some other country or places, people have some social guarantee or this and that retirement or employee fund or something. They overspend. Then these both are not good. So it's suggested that some you help very people who need in some portion. Well, you can help maybe strangers in far away or near people who are begging food or anything, of parents. Some are you can do good, like serving Dharma, or we can say in the Western Church also has these, I think, systems sustaining the religious tradition. So some are offering, some are giving, some are preserving for your own reigning time or something. Some are maybe you have to take chance to do new things or investment. So I think generally four portion, I think, remember. Said, but these are just suggestions, or depends on personal choices. So he said, may they be pure mind. So practitioners, anyhow, any kind of a form of lifestyle you have, most important is not to material, not fame, not position, but always keep your mind, stream of your mind, more pure. So this is also Buddha said, do virtuous as much as you can. First is avoiding these harming things, harming actions. So as much as you can, then do good things, actions, virtuous deeds as much as you can. And then for those purposes, if you wanted to avoid bad, do good, then the purifying your own mind is the essential part. And then also said, in something good tradition, virtuous and compassionate, or these we shouldn't politicize, and also we shouldn't, people are manipulating any concept, any kind of form of existence into very, how to say, twisted kind of way. But we should keep continuously for pure of the intention of compassion. And altruism is very important. May beings never languish in the lower realms. May pain and hardship be unknown to them, with the bodies greater than the gods. May they attain enlightenment without delay. So these are the last one dedicated towards ultimate sense, or dedicated to beyond of samsara, or to beings achieving Buddhahood. So if you say, oh, lower realms never languish it, lower realms and the pain and hardship unknown to them, that means we wish all sentient beings can achieve that level. Never, as long as you are in the samsara, you should try to in three virtuous realm exist form your life. Otherwise, unfortunately, three unfortunate realms are very difficult. But with the three poisons, cannot avoid three lower realms. If there is three poisons of desire, well, these desire maybe desire maybe not good words. There is a craving, yes, craving, hatred, and ignorance. In three virtuous realm, there are still craving, hatred, and ignorance, but not that much, not that strong. Some stronger individuals will have a facing probability of going to down to three lower realms. But for people who practice in Dharma, they have a more hope and chance to avoid those three lower realms. We already studied what is in three lower realms in mental illusions. And Rishidam continue have a form of that when the body greater than God's means the human body. Generally, we say human beings are lower than the God realms or demigod realm even. But we have a special, unique chance. Even we can say God realm, some realms able to study Dharma, and they are attaining to the words enlightenment. But the human realms are more kind of a effective life qualities we possess. We will. So for this is a 10 quality. There was the we are not in other realms that which is not we cannot associate their life with spiritual practice, deepening their spiritual practice. And also some habituation in this human realm, people doing when they're being born, then engaging with killing and many non-virtuous activities by following their circumstances. Maybe if your father are butcher or something, then you have to maybe for nowadays less, but in previous time, many family lineage or family carrying same work for generations. So we're fortunate not being born in those kind of harmful lifestyle livelihood for other sentient beings. So these are even greater than God. God said, you have all mental and physical body, healthy physical body and mental qualities. Mental is psychological, you don't have a psychological problem, big problems. So you're suitable for continually study. You have a certain time spending on into spiritual path. You are not always like doing this and that in for survive. So for this, they said we are on the way of to quickly to attaining enlightenment without a delay. May beings, this is a conclusion, like the rest, conclusion of dedication. May beings time and time again make offerings to all the Buddhas, and with the Buddha's unimaginedness, may they enjoy undemanded and consistent happiness, constant happiness. So we should say, Buddha is great example of one human being can achieve in their spiritual advantage or spiritual progress. Buddha is not God. He is not a messenger of God. He is a, for some Hindus, they will say Buddha also part of a Hindu religion. Shiva has a Vishnu or Shiva, I don't remember, but I think maybe not Shiva, Vishnu. I think Vishnu has many manifestation. The ninth manifestations are Buddha. He is Buddha. This is said that way in some Hindu religion, religious people. But from Buddhist own perspective, we believe that Buddha, what we can achieve, the normal human being can achieve Buddhahood or total enlightenment. So this give normal people immense encouragement and the trust of they have a good, possess basic goodness or the enlightened nature. So he was born in a small kingdom, and also he studied different worldly kind of skill for knowledge, and also with other existence religious tradition, Hindu, some that time, I think, don't think they called Hindu, but different name of their own spiritual lineages, and including some hardship way of to training their body and mind. But finally, Buddha has a very unique kind of approach to understand that things are independent arising, things are nothing independent, and not any single phenomenon that exists by their own, completely their independent own power or capabilities. They are relying on the many cause and the conditions. So that means any suffering or ignorance can be also, can, these are diminish or can transform, because the any form of existence are associated with these cause and the conditions. And so there is a, we should work on the cause to change the result. That is a basic method. For if you will eliminate suffering, or you want to achieve happiness, if you want ignorance, to eliminate ignorance, you want to tend to a realization of enlightenment, then must be, there is a way. Since there is unknowing, there is a path or to know. Untain, you should know there is a path to attain. So because of these are dependent kind of coexistence, so path. This is generally there are so many teachings, but we can conclude Buddha's teaching to not harming, resisting from harm, and dedicate to virtuous activities and purifying your own mind. This is a kind of Buddha Dharma. Or you say resisting harming other sentient beings and have their own view of interdependent arising. So then this is a God path of a Buddhist. So for this, many people, as the Buddha taught each sentient beings, even the lowest of the lower insect, we think it's low, but maybe they are not. But even hell beings in hell, there is a time they can be enlightened. They will kind of meet right cause and condition. Eventually, they will kind of reach Buddhahood. So it's given all sentient beings, even in the hell, sentient beings in hell, they have a sense of hope. And each of the human beings, of course, there are a lot of opportunities. And we say basic weakened for nature or Buddhahood, Buddha nature, weakened kind of a nature. We possess these basic pursuing kind of a happiness and also virtuous cause that happiness and able to differentiate good and bad. They have a, even small sentient beings, they have this kind of a certain analytical awareness. So the seeds never diminishes any circumstances. Even you think they are almost vegetable type of beings, but eventually these seeds are, can grow into full kind of a enlightenment. So this way they said, it said, all sentient beings, if they have a fortune to understand their own kind of deep capabilities and possess these kind of precious quality, then understand this leading this life on the path is the final fruit, fruition is Buddhahood, Buddha, state of total enlightenment. So we should admire and also respect and the offering, because like if you are in one human being, you support war, then you should invest into weapons. If you are drug lord, you should invest your money to drug trafficking. If you are educator, you should consider more education is important. If you are environmentalist, then you should try to advocate environment, taking protection of environment. If you are caring more about human condition or human flourishing, there are many ways. Or you particularly health, then you should invest all your energy and time and wealth into that. Similarly, if you for your practice in of a Buddhist Buddha Dharma, then you also engage with your some kind of capability into Buddhist path, and this offering is from that. Sometimes it's just a symbolic offering. There's a Buddha statue, monastery, or book, Dharma, holy Dharma, or Sangha. You offering them food or some incense or fruits or flower, or you can sweep the dirt, clean something with these, or you can also do your own. Best serving is said it's your own awareness and mindfulness to keeping the study and hearing and studying, more engaging with meditation, and also spark of enlightenment. You have inspire your from these practice your realization. If you have attained some realization, this is best serving Dharma. Buddha Dharma Sangha. But before that or after that, it's also important to always associate with the Buddha Dharma Sangha. So it said, if you and with the Buddhas, unimagined bliss, they may enjoy on demand and constant happiness. And this is for Bodhisattva. May all the Bodhisattvas now fulfill their higher intention for the sake of wandering wanderers. May sentient beings now obtain all that their guardians wish for them. So for Bodhisattvas, their only mission or is to dedicate towards sentient, help sentient beings. So here, dedication is for those Bodhisattvas, and wish their activities to help sentient beings will go well, smoothly, or successfully. And people, or the sentient beings have received, should receive, or wish them receive bless from Buddha, and of course Bodhisattva too. These, we should know Buddha, Bodhisattva, they are not something flying, kind of beings flying around in the sky, like some people may say they're it's like we've seen birds flying on or in the sky. So, sometimes we say, higher or important something, then you're pointing to high. These, but the real sense is you should remember the Buddha's genuine aspiration, or the Buddha's body, speech and mind, quality of the body can manifest in many realms, many places. Even now, many Buddhas are manifesting their own, their reflex, their manifest, many countless manifestations, helping different directions of the universe to different places in the universe to helping. And it's according to said in some sutra teachings, sometimes it's once upon a time or something like in some Buddha taught this and that. Then people may say, why you just write down what time is, what date and specific time? But it said Buddha has for normal human being, yes, we can write the specific time. But because Buddha's audience are different kind of beings, some beings are invisible for human, normal human beings. For them, they have a different way to count time. So what time are you talking about? So, of course, for a written kind of sutra or these are mostly, it's for us. But not necessarily, because it's like a Panchaparamita Sutra is preserved by Nagas until few hundred, about close to 600-700 years later, came out towards available for scriptures, available for us to read material for writing kind of scriptures available for us. So between that, it said, preserved by Nagas. These are more mysterious, some modern kind of today's time of today. People may think it must be other reason or some other cause, may people misunderstanding. It cannot be preserved by non-human beings. Many kind of form. Even we don't know completely many things, including our body, mind, and the phenomenon itself. So we cannot say surely it's this or that, as we said. But anyway, it is important to pray. So to pray to the words Buddha and the Bodhisattvas, and always recall, remember their teachings, and always remember their kind of body, speech, and mind. These are some sutra has a special emphasize what is Buddha's body quality, as we said, manifest countless kind of realms and different world, but the speech also too with this, and mind no limitations, as we explained. Total awakening state, it is only unexpressible for us. So sometimes in Buddhist sutras, they use very big numbers and then continue growing and growing, and then say that go beyond and beyond and beyond. Sometimes we count kind of 1, 10, 100,000, these until the 60 different marks of 10 tenfold, each tenfold, 10, 100,000, these go 60s, then he said it's unlimited. There is no much use for count. It's a big number. Even we can count 100 or 300, these tenfold, not much meaning. It's already big enough. So it said, this is all-knowing qualities Buddha possess. So anyway, we should always respect and remember there is immense capability of this mind. Weakened state, it's and then this is for dedicate to its arhat, and may the heirs and the Pratika Buddhas gain their perfect happiness. So these also heirs and Pratika Buddhas. I think Pratika Buddha now following is almost none today, but in previous time the existence of this lineage and tradition. So there are 10 Nirvana. It said they gain perfect. In some sense, they also have these said. The hearers and the Pratika Buddhas analyzing Four Noble Truth and 12 and link of dependent origination. And through that, those understand selflessness, and some Pratika Buddha understand partial emptiness of phenomena, and then they were chained towards Nirvana. And then these are not totally weakened kind of Buddhahood. From Mahayana point of view, there is a These are topics has some different way to understand, but it said there is a progress continuously, and then they reach their arhat, total attaining arhat from point in view of disturbing emotions, emotional obscurations. They have a very high achievement, but the analytical obscurations, they have just a shutting down of their mind, almost like that. So it's not a continual manifestation or with those enlightened qualities. These capabilities or chance are not there. So it said it's important to keep progress. If you're not, but they're already beyond of samsara, so it's already good. So in some Mahayana teachings, some Pure Land also said there is a arhat, previous life is arhat, but now they are really awake and again in progressing in their spiritual journey into Pure Land, and then from that place they continue to progress and until enlightenment, fully enlightenment. And then, so until through Manjugosha, perfect kindness, I attained the ground of perfect joy. May I remember all my lives and enter into monastic state. And this is a dedicating for Shantideva himself, as we said before, for enlightened beings, and the first is for most unfortunate beings, hell in demi, hungry ghost, animal realm, human beings, and also more, etc. And then dedicate towards enlightened kind of activities, and then these rest and now arhat and now himself in those time. I think Shantideva is his life in 7th century. So his main kind of associated with the deity or the enlightened bodhisattva is deity is maybe use this words may make wrong impression, but it's Manjushri, manifestation of wisdom and constantly blessed from his main practice of this Manjushri, Bodhisattva Manjushri. And then he can continue to remember in past lives. It's one of these remembering Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, and also remembering your own main practice and remembering what you precepts you already have. And the other remembering is the remembering the previous life. For some people, very inspiring from the previous lives. It's important. And through that, they can understand their life more. So important kind of elements. Some people remember in the past life, they have a very difficult. And then they can explain some, even today, some people doing psychiatric treatment and deep sleep and then talk or something. Then they have solved the emotional problem. Sometimes it's a long conversation talking about early childhood and what is happening in your family and your mind. and then some healings is starting from very memorial kind of fear, and some eliminate from that roots. So similarly, if we able to remember in past lives, then we have many clear directions. And if we can predict the future life, or can more or less understand, or some sense of understanding, there is a continuation of this life, then we have a different aspect, different perspective to prepare for the future lives. So these looking the past and the future, generally it's too important for this life, but more extends towards past life, future life, it's more a full, kind of more fuller, or what can we say, not the more complete life, complete length of the mind stream, journey of the your long life after life. So and then this will make choices for Bodhisattva, like Shantideva. He wanted to continue if their future lives will have to be continued, and then he will be in monkhood, monk state. And this also more dedicated to the practice. Your only thing you have to do, only thing you should concern is the practice, and also having the sentient beings with your taking care of the sentient beings, how to serve sentient beings, and how train yourself to achieve higher ground or higher training, and even full complete weakened state of accomplishment. And this way, that is less troubled kind of life. And if you have a family life and this and that, those, you have to materially taking care of the whole family, of course. And if you, this physical body taken care of by you, mentally it's difficult. Some kids may easy, but some are difficult. So you always have some worries. We'll try to kind of protect them, to taking care of them, and then how they reflect that, or how they kind of worries you. Then we build our own habituation in matter of fact, these process, during those process. So it's more challenging. For some weakened Bodhisattva, they also like to have these challenges and then to progress their practice. But without proper understanding what is practice and what is target kind of practice you have continue to achieve, then it's maybe not, you cannot use those circumstances, transform those circumstances into happiness or into enlightenment. It's difficult for, so lacking of a skillful means, or proper understanding of a general view, what is happening. But with these, teachers, masters, or many bodhisattva also wanted to form of monkhood, to preserve, to keep the practice of bodhisattva, the deeds of bodhisattva. And then this, the process of the five stages, 10 ground, the achievement continue. For the general, we can say, they're from different way to categorize this practice, but first we can say from 37 factors of enlightenment, this is said how to, from the beginning, you should accumulate, if there is a small accumulation of a, be good, and the practice of accumulation of a merit, so-called merit, is the means of eliminate negative, strong negative behavior, that kind of a practice. For this, it's for small accumulation, it's four applications of mindfulness. From generally, it's from the basic vehicle, Buddhist training. And this is called body, feeling, the mind, and the phenomenon. These are systematic training, how to understand the body and feelings and your own mind and the phenomena, nature of phenomena. And then the middle combinations is for genuine restraints, that is try to kind of avoid the negativities and try to increase positive qualities to avoid generating any negative states that is having not rising. To avoid the generate, that means not rising. To abandon negative states that have risen. Just if you have already some negativities, that you should reduce of those negative personality or mental behaviors or the anything, intention, actions. And the three is generate virtuous states that have not rising. Means we have this way we have to learn and study meditation and do virtuous things, take vowels. Take vowels and do virtuous things are turning your kind of a direction into good. If you have a very strong dedication towards your own perception, precepts. And then if those precepts must be good, for example, no killing that you promised, then not in this life you avoiding killing, but also even in your dreams, you already have the sensible kind of mind. You are not engaging with any killing or harming deeds, harming actions. So that also very good, save you from all these deep troubles, deep problems. You promised you are not harming others physically, then it's already big savior or big security for your own life, your own protecting your own kind of a future. We can say in this world there are small argument and people have a fighting and killing each other for a very small quantity of something. Sometimes misunderstanding, race argument and then hatred and then killing, this also happens. So if you have this basic principles, then those things happen. Once you think small be as a big or something, your mind kind of gone crazy, wild, and still you have this basic bottom kind of line. You shouldn't do this. Otherwise, like in America, so many people in the prison. So with those small or big problems, so if you promise avoiding stealing, then already another way, another great leaf, giant kind of improvement. And also you avoid of those shame and guilty consequences. and in this life and the future lives. So these are very important. to generate good things, not only avoid bad, but try to kind of accumulate, observe, become better person. So to generate virtuous states that is not have a reason. And then fourth, not to allow any virtuous states that have a reason to deteriorate and to develop them further. If you already possess some good, don't let them kind of deteriorate those qualities. You should continue to further development, develop them further until kind of full enlightened. There's no back kind of danger of falling back. And then it's the great accumulation for basis of the miraculous powers. These miraculous power that you should, we have, let's say, first it's the faith, intention, we can say. Intention is very important. If you have a good intention to achieve enlightenment, if you, that is not your desire, you don't care about the intention of the Buddhahood or something, you think this is just a religious dogma or something to say this way, there is no possible to attain enlightenment, then you have no much chance to go this direction by blocking by your own thoughts and your own beliefs. But if you have this understanding and also wanted to attain this kind of seeing the reality, understand the nature of the mind, these, then you have this miraculous power of desire or intention to achieve that state. Anything, if you don't want, you don't believe of education, you may not get higher education. You say, oh, what the use of go to university, college? These are nothing for me. I don't value it. Then probably you don't want to go, or you want to escape, or you're not achieving that path. So similarly, it's the same. Same, you have to have before you achieve it, you should have an intention. And then diligence. If you have this desire, but without continue to put effort, then effort itself is miraculous power. So effort to practice of meditation and understanding it, to understand knowledge or wisdom, anything like that. So it's important. And then for that, you should kind of dedicate your mind and body. So it's attention continuously to focusing on what you're studying and with what you're practicing. But if you say, oh, I have a desire, but I don't have the dedication, diligence. I do 3 times a day, 3 days. Then if you then didn't attain enlightenment, then I will forgive you, kind of give up. Then it means we don't have a full attention to continuously diligence with diligence. And then discernment is to, there are some important elements to training of visualization. And these mental, with some are even with the body channel drops, these are practice existing, especially Vajrayana tradition. So for these, it's important to have a clear mind, to kind of insight, to understand dependent origination and some understand of these transcendental wisdom. And you have to have some penetrating kind of a quality of the mind. So these, then the, before, this is called the five power, five power, or maybe they have a different translation, I think. Five, maybe we can say, what you can say, it's the roots, five roots. That is Wampurna. Yes, I think these are basic kind of roots of the power. That is said is for, before reaching enlightenment, there are four stages. This is not fully enlightenment. It's a Buddha, first ground of Buddha. It's so-called hearing, seen and the first ground and second, third and fourth until 10, 11. 11 is Buddhahood. So for, after this, it's quite easy. It's like a spaceship already gone out of the space. So they have a less effort. They can do great. So, but most difficult is in the beginning, of accumulation. And, then it's, the preliminary kind of practice, these five, is including faith. Faith, if, as we said before, if we don't have a faith, towards anything, like your marriage or your work or anything you do with, you have to have a faith. In Buddhist practice, these, you have to faith towards enlightenment and path to enlightenment, and also companion towards enlightenment, or your kind of a Sangha community. It's important for this. If you build up a company, you should have some kind of worldly goal and with some methods and a team of workers. So these elements are important. Similarly, if you go to study and then any science also, you should have confident with the investigation and the methods of way to do it, and also collaborate with your colleagues of these. Similarly, in Buddhist practice, you should have this general kind of understanding and the three jewels, as we said, the final goal and the route, path, and the people who go with you together. These elements are very important. And then another diligent, as we said before, the four genuine restraints, that is called this. And then for the mindfulness is the first four application of mindfulness. And then the concentration is the meditation, shamatha meditation, and wisdom is vipassana, or the clear seeing, or one is concentration, one is analytical the training. Then is these are five the before you achieve the seeing, or that is the kind of a not falling back to samsara level of that. Before that, is there already some training guarantee you won't falling back towards three lower realms, but the upper realms you have to continue with the practice. And then with these have a strength, five strength. It's basically it's from five roots, power of roots, as we said, the faith, diligence, mindfulness, concentration, and wisdom. Same. This five power is driven into you have a more confident because you can confirm by your own experience of that. if you say concentration of meditation, of concentration, single point meditation, for some people, these are very strange talking. How can people, we have this kind of a mind, monkey mind or scattering, always thinking on the coming mind. We cannot stop the mind. But you think this possibilities, you train, then you confirm that is possible to stable, focused attention is possible. So these, it can give you a kind of faith, not only faith, but a confirming power, strength. So similarly, the effort or diligence also same. With your continue to not letting the negative qualities come in, emerging, already have some negative behaviors you can eliminate. And not before you don't have those good qualities, but you can kind of make birth or raise. And already you have some good qualities, you continue to go further. These, you have an experience of these, so you have a more confirmed power about the importance of diligence. Similarly, the mindfulness also same. Before mindfulness, maybe you think it's just focus attention, but the rest, you continue with the study, you realize you have a map and you have the eyes to fix the, to kind of go with confirm. For example, teaching, some Buddhist teaching is like map of emotion, map of kind of a mind, how to progress these progress. Then with this understanding theory, you can practice, then it's important to have awareness and mindfulness, these, so you can driven your, not only you walking into this real kind of a environment map pointing to, but also with this often check with the mind map. Like we drive car with the GPS, GPS always have this whole image of this route, and also Pacific, where you are, what you are doing now. Similarly, mindfulness give you a picture of the theory, understanding of the guidance, the general, and also understand the Pacific, what should you do now, and what direction you are continue to head into. So this power, it's called mindfulness. And then, as we said, the meditation about keeping mind in without disturbance, single mind meditation. You can current moment, you are able to manage your mind much better than before or ever before. And then the through that platform, you can understand the shunyata, emptiness, wisdom of interdependence in the subtle, and how two truth, relative and ultimate, make sense in that. So that is the first basic power or basic roots, five roots. It's the preliminary two preliminaries, and therefore first two associated with the five root power, second the two periods, the preliminary practice associated with the five strength. And then you already achieving the Bodhisattva, first the Bhumi, then the before first Bhumi, and first the second of the Bhumi means the scene, path, that's called accumulation. And the I think they won't call this maybe not preliminary, but Let me check. Maybe I have to. One word, I don't. The path of accumulation, the path of a join. Yes, as we said, this five power. The path of a join has four elements. Path of accumulation has three elements: small accumulation, medium accumulation, and great accumulation. And the second stage is path of joining. Joining has four kind of progress levels. First is warmth. You have a warmth of your ability to waken before awakening kind of state of mind, and the submit, and acceptance, and the supreme attribute. So four, these, so as we said, this path of joining is the first two, which is warmth, and the summit is the five power, the root power. And the five strength is the acceptance and the supreme attribute. And then next is the path of seeing. The path of seeing is the third of five path: accumulation, joining, and seeing. Both basic vehicle and the great vehicle, it's defined as the path of seeing is direct perception of truth, reality through non-conceptual samadhi. Concurrent, let's say, with intelligence and immediately following the supreme attributes. So it's said as supreme attributes, next level is the first, the seeing. And for this, it's seven elements of enlightenment engages. Then after that, not much worry, because it's you are already achieving the bodhisattva first ground. In this level of mindfulness, discernment of a phenomenon, diligence, joy, pliancy, samadhi, and equanimity, these seven. Fourth of the progress is path of meditation, the path of meditation. Then this has eightfold path. You can count this, it's a correct view, correct intention, correct speech, correct action, correct livelihood, correct effort, correct mindfulness, correct concentration. And these have, before enlightenment, after is very different level. Eightfold path in reality only after you awakened, only seeing, then you can achieve the proper view, proper intention, these Buddha, bodhisattvas, without flaws. So, but before that achieving, we also try to, through hearing and studying from the descriptions, we can follow this attitude, and this kind of imitative attitude of eightfold of practice. And then the 10 bhumis from first to 10 is the perfect joy, immaculate or stainless and luminous. The first is the perfect joy. Second is immaculate, stainless. Third is luminous. Fourth, radiant. Five is the hard to keep. And six is clear, manifest. Seven is far progressed. Eight is immovable. Nine is perfect intellect. and 10 is cloud of Dharma. So these are levels of these are have a very described in detail. Yes, but we don't have much time to say these. We should at least we have to have knowing these five path, 10 ground or 10 bhumi of bodhisattvas. But there's a system of automatic trainings available here. And so Bodhisattva Shantideva said before, and I say, and until through Manjushri's perfect kindness I attain the ground of perfect joy, may I remember all my lives and enter into monastic state. So these, he wanted to continue these five paths and the 10 ground. So his wish is with this, the practice and the blessed by Manjushri, he wanted always dedicated towards enlightenment. And then this may I abide, sustain, and the simple, ordinary fare, and in every life obtain a dwelling place in perfect solitude. So here he is saying, he just want to have a very simple life or form of life, because monk's life very simple, you should do. Today, maybe we have a cell phone and a computer, internet, many monks, and then not much difference with an ordinary kind of a normal, lively, kind of as a, people with computer devices, these destructive kind of things. But if you say, if you're able to renounce of many comfortable or distractions in the city, then you don't waste in a lot of time and confused life, having confused life or busy life for kind of mainframe and temporary things, money or something. And then eventually you're looking back, one's life almost kind of a meaningless much. There is meaning always, but the meaning is compared towards enlightenment is something still in very gray, very much, not much. So it's good to have a dwell in the solitude mountains and the caves, or if possible, monasteries and places you can receiving teachings and practice, or even in a wild or wilderness with the birds twisting and the waterfall or flowers, perfume from flower. And you can just have a very simple to grab some mushrooms in the mountain or the trees in the woods, and some fruits available in, and the vegetables available nearby. And the most of the time you can spend in your, to cultivate the inner qualities and further meditating and studying. So it's said he wish he has this opportunity and continue to dedicate towards this kind of life. Whatever I desire to gaze on him or put or him to slightest question, may I behold with unobstructed sight, may my own protector, Manjushri. So, it's like, there are so many Buddha and Bodhisattva's name and the story behind. And but if you say, "Oh, I cannot practice of all. I just wanted one or two or ten or something, some numbers," you should say, "I dedicate to practice." Generally, it's all receive different teachings, but you can with kind of Buddha, Shakyamuni, or Manjushri, or Avalokiteshvara, or anything, Dara, or if you want to say, "Oh, I want mainly practice this," I put this image in front of my meditation practice, or otherwise, it's you chanting all different names. It's good, but some people prefer very simple and these profound. So you can also accordingly. Some people say, "Oh, I need 10 or 100. It's also there available. So it's for when the Shantideva, he said, anytime, and he wanted to kind of visualize Manjushri, and always wanted to kind of raise the questions, what he understand is correct or something, or receiving teachings from the Manjushri. These are many spiritual trained people have this vision and the visualization or the manifestations appear to him to give him in a dream, sometimes in meditative state, sometimes hearing the voice, or sometimes it's a kind of vivid scene. you can experience really unique personal experience of a guidance by these holy kind of bodhisattvas. So I wish all without obscurations you can meet the bodhisattvas of Manjushri. And two, let's see. To satisfy the needs of beings dwelling in the 10 directions to the margins of the sky. May I reflect in all my deeds the perfect exploits of Manjushri. So the 10 directions, of course, we know 4 directions, 8 directions, and then the top and down, these 2 direction called 10 direction, or these. And he wished all 10 directions able to help sentient beings, to benefit sentient beings. Wish to accumulate, bless, and kind of guidance. And like Manjushri has 4 qualities. So it's a kind of what you call the Yidam practice in Tibetan. Yid means your own mind. Dam means kind of it's kind of a promise, mental kind of, it's said that actually it's like a Manjushri or Avalokiteshvara or these, you practice as a your mind kind of a way of a primary guidance. And then you practice, you understand Manjushri's all kind of virtuous deeds and the quality of he possess. So any he or she doesn't matter, bodhisattva. So then it said, all these wisdom and the enlightened qualities are your quality, not other somebody else. Somebody else, of course, yes, they also have the seeds of everything, but it said, it's your speech, body, and mind should be turned into pure like a bodhisattva Manjushri. your speech should be able to kind of have manifestations of these capability of all Manjushri, so capable, same capabilities. Your enlightened mind also same with the Buddha and Bodhisattvas. It's kind of a one thing. So this always confirming is important. Otherwise, it's we put Buddha, Bodhisattva very far away. We think we never achieve that. We are not kind of the same quality. We are diluted. They are perfect. We have this, but the basic foundation is same. So what we should do is to cultivate and to recognize and to kind of pure external the coverage of a darkness of the temporary karmic cloud, and then you will see that basic nature of a Buddha of yourself. So for this, this training of the Yidam is very important. You often recognize and often confirm you have this ability to attain enlightenment. And then this famous quotation here. And now, as long as space endures, as long as there are sentient beings to be found, may I continue likewise to remain to drive away the sorrow of the world. So these are the aspiration of Bodhisattva, great kind of compassion. And the pain, pains and the sorrows of the, of wandering beings, may they ripen wholly on myself, and may the virtuous company of Bodhisattvas always be bring about the happiness of beings. I eat something. Sorry, I have this. What's it called? I will finish this. So this is practice of self and a other exchange of self and others to say, of course, we didn't explain the wish, great wish, these all sentient beings dedicate towards, and also the aspiration, rise aspiration of the tireless of body, speech, and mind to continue on the progressing to enlightenment. Also, with this enlightenment, you tirelessly dedicate your body, speech, and mind towards serving sentient beings. And then all different sentient beings seemingly didn't relate it to me why you have to help them or to receive their pain and sorrow. All wandering beings, may they ripen hold on myself. This, for normal people, it may be difficult, but as a Bodhisattva, it's like that there is a training in this book, the page of, in 182, equalizing self and others, this practice, you wanted to continue to read after our class or something. But this, there's a exchange of self and others next, the index three. Index first is the introduction of a biography of Shantideva. Second is equalizing self and others. And then furthermore, 100 page 89, there's exchanging self and others. These are very important part of this Shantideva practice. So we should continue to practice. So, and also bring the about happiness of all beings towards all beings. So because of we practice way of bodhisattva has a fruition of inner qualities of possessing good virtue or karma, then these should be dedicated towards all sentient beings, to have happiness, bring about the happiness towards all beings. So from this promise of compassion, this unchanging or kind of a truth, so it's important, including these spirits, or good, or God, or evil, or kind of spirit people may say, or animal, all sentient beings fundamentally has Buddha nature, or enlightened kind of nature. So they do need chance and transform their mind. And then they continue. And that may the doctrine only cure for sorrow, source of every bliss and happiness, be blessed with wealth, uphold with veneration, and throughout the vast continuancy of time endure. So this exemplify the meditation to cure illnesses. Use this example as an example. Said all sentient beings finally have to rely on the holy kind of teaching itself. Because Dharma, even you say, oh, there are many other books also talking about good things, why it's kind of Dharma unique. And for common kind of happiness of this world, there are a lot of guidance and good books available. And also, even if you want to achieve a higher kind of in God level, there are a lot of good books and behavior and the good accumulations. These are there. And some sense of non-dual teaching is there, but very complete, profound of the, as we said, Buddhahood. They are called Ten Power and Four kind of Gone to Beyond of Fearless and all other 18 kind of uncommon achievement. These are very rare. Even from compassion level towards a human being, level towards animals, some existence. But all existence of beings, even the hell, being in hell, you should kind of help them, and there's a chance. These teachings are rare. Or from vast knowledge of the emptiness, shunyata, from philosophic and epistemology or logic way to understand this path, existence of path proved by kind of logical way. These are there are many sudden enlightenment and gradual enlightenment. The teaching of true truth in different level, those unique way to guide, and not only has the theory, but step-by-step training methods and experiential kind of lineage, and these are rare. So it said it's important to know all these Buddha Dharma can be manifest into two words. It's compassion, wisdom, and aspect of wisdom and compassion can represent all teachings. So compassion, all society needed, doesn't matter you are in different world or in different belief of different things, compassion or love is important. And then wisdom, able to understand things are important to educational field and all of these. So Buddha Dharma is not a kind of mysterious, but it's a very practical. And the same time for non, not attaining the higher, maybe for them, some part of these are mysterious, but if you go deeper, then it makes perfect sense. So then it's a people there may have to help many people engage and uphold of these lineages and continue to serve, even make a contribution towards these lineage and tradition. As we said, this is a teaching lineage and experience inner kind of lineage of enlightened lineage, actualizing in the lineage of actualize in this from knowledge to experience. And then the last one, it's and now to Manjukosha I prostrate. Those kindness is wellspring of my good intention. And to my virtuous friends, I also bow, whose inspiration giving me strength to grow. So firstly, he prostrating towards Manjushri, and who blessing constantly receiving this inspiration. Also, with this inspiration, he is, Shantideva said to continue on the Buddhist citta, mind cultivating with bodhicitta, and also other virtuous friends to bow or to respect them, showing this. And they are helping him to formalizing or the vows, receiving vows from that, and also meditation and the three higher trainings, including cultivating with or the practice of the hearing, contemplation, and meditating on the wisdom. So it's also the same Dharma itself and the Buddha manifesting in the quality of image of Manjushri, and then the companions of virtuous friends. So to show the bow and the respect. And this complete the Bodhisattva, Bodhisattva, Charyavatara, Bodhisattva Arya, Acharyavatara, the way of Bodhisattva, which was composed by Master Shantideva. The text was translated, edited, and finalized in Tibetan on the basis of manuscripts from Kashmir by Indian scholar Sarvanjana Deva, and this is Sarva is, I think, it's called awe, and Jana is the wisdom, and Deva is the, it's a, we cannot say, maybe the saint or the, it's a, yes, it's a celestial beings, celestial kind of, that is a, in Indian tradition they have these names. And the monk, translator, and editor, Kawa Hwarza, this is a very famous Tibetan monk. Tibetan, I'm not sure that he's a monk or not, but it's very, very famous. One of the Guru Rinpoche's disciples, one is Kawa Hwarza. At later time, this version was reversed in finalizing in accordance with a version from Magadha. Magadha is the ancient Indian six, one of the six countries in the time of Buddha, together with its commentary by Indian scholar Dharmasiribhatta, and Dharma, of course, it's a Dharma, everybody knows. Shri is the auspicious, Bhatta is the well or the good or something like that. And the Tibetan monk, translator, and editor, Rinchen Zombo, this is by 11th century, very famous master, great precious master. And the Sakya Lodru, Sakya means from Buddha Shakyamuni, name of Sakya. Lodru means wisdom. Still later, it was again reversed and finalized by Indian scholar Sumita Kirti. Kirti is sound or called. Sumat is the virtuous wisdom. And the monk, translator, and the editor, Ngor Lordan Shirab. Ngor is monastery also, lineage, Lordan Shirab. Lordan means have this virtuous wisdom, Lordan Shirab. So I think we were already finished, and we were our time also close to this class of way of Bodhisattva. So now we'll dedicate this dedication prayers as this courageous Manjushri understood, and just like Shamada Bhatra as well. I now dedicate all this virtue following their example, one and all. Since dedication has been praised as a spring by all the victorious ones throughout three times, all of the fundamental virtues I have are fully dedicated to practicing discipline. By this merit, may all attain omniscience and defeat the enemy wrongdoing. From stormy waves of birth, old age, sickness, and death, from the ocean of existence, may all beings be free. By this virtue, may all beings complete the collections of merit and wisdom, attain the two sacred kayas that rises from merit and wisdom. Through goodness, this goodness, may omniscience be attained, and thereby may every enemy mental defilement be overcome. May beings be liberated from ocean of samsara, which is troubled by waves of birth, old age, sickness, and death. So from the Tibetan tradition, which we already finished this class, but for we are not finishing the practice, so in for this we shouldn't leave this behind or side of your beds or something, but you continue carrying on with you. It doesn't matter where you travel or the way of Bodhisattva. You should carry with you, and also continue to reread again and to cultivate with the 6th chapter, 7th and 8th, 9th, these chapters. Very important. If you can memorize this, it's best. But if you can't, at least you often every day read some kind of stanzas to cultivate on continuously. And for this, there are also other praising for Nalanda masters written by His Holiness Dalai Lama, but if you have time, you can read these, chant these, and this is called Illuminating the Threefold Faith, if you have time, you can chant these, and then to continue to the excellent of Bodhisattva, cultivate the Bodhicitta, excellent of the Bodhicitta. The may lives of glorious masters be secure, and may all beings enjoy happiness and peace may all accumulate merit and wisdom, purifying the negative karma and swiftly reach enlightenment. It's the same dedication that we have a chance so we can complete with this dedication. Thank you.